Morning, everybody. This morning I'm talking to Jane Caldwell. Jane is a member of U3A, has been for some time. Morning, Jane. Welcome to the programme on 105.5.
Morning, Martin. Lovely to be here.
Tell us about what you do at U3A.
Well, it was like an excited puppy when I joined and joined several groups. My main interest really is going to the monthly meetings, travel group, the study days and the actual excursions and trips, and also Pilates, which is possibly the one I'm most involved in because it's weekly. And I'm also the organiser for the Pilates group at the moment. I'm also on the list for an embroidery group and I attend occasionally, and also antiques and collectibles.
So I was right, you are very busy.
Yes.
Because I'm leaving, as well as all that, you're involved with 2WIs as well.
I am, yes.
And you're still working part-time.
Very part-time, 5 hours a fortnight,
oh, that
an
is
hour at a time.
Tell us about Pilates. How does that work? Because that's quite a technical and, I guess, potentially dangerous hobby.
Pilates is technical, yes. We're very, very lucky to have a tutor who we all think is brilliant. So the waiting list has got bigger. We particularly like our tutor because she checks everything we do. She knows us well and she's aware of who can be challenged in a particular week and who needs a week of not being quite so challenged.
Because you've got a wide age group, I imagine, and a wide range of physical ability.
It's more the physical ability than age group, I would say. I'm certainly the youngest, there's no doubt about that. And I'm one of the three who the tutor will tend to say, and I think Jane could do with a challenge today, but she also mentions two others, and one of them I know is over 70, which is brilliant.
So how many people go?
14 in the group. It's the most that Lisa can take at any one time. We had a waiting list of 14, and so U3A eventually felt able to start up another group, which is on a Friday morning, and we're building that group up gradually. It's small but beautifully formed at the moment, and it will increase in size when people get to hear about it.
And your sessions are when?
The Wednesday group is on a Wednesday, obviously, once a week, and it is 12:30 to 1:30. Sorry, I'm getting confused. So the Wednesday is 12:30 to 1:30. The Friday group is obviously a Friday, and it's 9:45 to 10:45.
And where do you meet?
The Wednesday group meet at Stratton St Margaret Church Hall on Kenwyn Close, and the Friday group meet at Somerset Road, Cheyney Manor. It's Western Community Centre.
Oh, yeah.
Good car park at both of them.
It lasts how long?
An hour.
And then tea and bickies afterwards? Or?
Don't have tea and bickies afterwards, no, because we'd have to pay for the hall, and also people are going off because many people are actually busy people going off to do other things. But every so often, the Wednesday group, we meet for coffee and tea and biscuits. We've met at various places. In fact, we're meeting in 2 weeks' time.
It sounds as though you've become quite a group of friends.
Very much so. I mean, several of the people know other members of the group from other things like the choir and monthly meetings. And also I know a couple from WI. But yes, it's become a friendly group. And we realise we were chatting a bit too much at the start. So one of the groups suggested, why don't we meet afterwards? And it's been a good thing. And I think everybody over time has been to one of the drink sessions afterwards. But not everybody can every time.
You mentioned the monthly meeting. It's something we've never touched on in the sessions I've done. Tell us a little bit about monthly meetings, what goes on.
Well, I'm a big fan of the monthly meetings because I don't have to organise anything. I just turn up, and somebody's done a lot of organising and planning. I turn up, I sit and listen for an hour to a speaker, and I learn something from them. And then there's chat afterwards with all sorts of people. And I also like the fact that you don't have to know anybody when you walk in, because there's always something to talk about. The speaker, before or afterwards, there's the jigsaw puzzles, there's always tea, coffee and biscuits afterwards. And people just want to talk.
And that's held when?
That's on a Monday. I believe it's the second Monday in the month, and it's at Ellen June Centre, 2:15 to 3:15. And the speakers are hugely varied. I've learnt all sorts of things, and I've actually enjoyed every one. I think you go to things with an open mind.
What about the travel groups? That sounds interesting. How does that work?
The travel group is more complicated for the organisers, I do have to say that. We're all given a letter and we tend to work in pairs. So I'm in C and G group together and we organise about 11 trips a year. So we meet fortnightly at different venues in and around Swindon. Consecutive meetings are normally about planning and discussing where we're going. So people do research and deliver the research in different ways. I'm an ex-teacher or I'm a current supply teacher, so I kind of deliver a lesson in a way, but I don't ask anybody any questions. And we try and find quirky things in our research. And then on the third fortnightly session, we go on the trip somewhere. Tends to be within 2 hours coach drive. So Berkeley Castle, Houses of Parliament, Exeter for the day. And actually, some travel groups organise a 4 or 5 night away. And our group has got a 3 night away, I think it is, to the Isle of Wight in June. Most are day trips. And again, those trips, you're very welcome if you're on your own or in a group. It's very much whichever suits you. Some people do come on their own, and some have made friends within the group. And the group is about chat as well, because obviously you do research, then you have the coffee break partway through, and then you do a bit more
chatting. And if you're travelling somewhere in a coach, then you're obviously away for a day. So someone who is feeling a bit lonely and wants to get out and about, it's a perfect way of doing it.
Perfect. And we go to places that perhaps we wouldn't bother to go, even in a couple or in a group. And it's interesting the things that come up that people find out about. And often we do 2 centres. So we went to the Royal Mint and the Guide Dog Puppy Training Centre with our group. 2 completely different things, but really interesting.
You have to pay extra for this, of course. This isn't included in your annual U3A joining fee.
We definitely pay extra for the trip, and it completely, the pricing, the organisers work out a pricing based on so many people being on a coach. If the coach is full, we get money back on the way on the coach, which we love. That normally happens. The trips are normally full, and we see as our coffee money. You'd be surprised how excited you get when you're handed a little pouch with £2.50 in as a refund from a trip.
Brilliant. How do you feel about U3A? What made you join, and why are you still involved?
This goes back many years. A friend of mine who I met many years ago at work, her parents retired in Guildford in Essex, and they joined U3A there. And she talked about French and art and various other things. I wasn't interested in those things, but I liked the idea of, right, when I retire, I'm not somebody who can just stop, and I'm certainly not a housewife. My husband would tell you that. He does the cleaning. I go out a lot. So does he. So that was in my conscience. Neighbours, I live in an area where the houses are 60 now. Several people have lived in the houses from start. And I've heard them talk about it. They've talked to me about it. And then our final year at work, several of us retired at the same time. And the best thing we did was go to Freshers' Fair. We came out of that like excited puppies, joined quite a few groups each. We're all in different groups, but we're all in travel group together. And some of the groups we've dropped and we've picked up others, but we're all still in U3A, and we all promote it heavily to anybody who tells us that they are frightened of retirement, bored at the moment, don't have anything to do, not sure what to do in life.
Interesting. It's true, when you finish work, you do lose structure, you lose some of your friends, and it's very difficult to get used to the idea of not having somewhere to go every morning or every day. What about the other things you do, which are similar to U3A, things like WI? Is there a big difference between WI and U3A?
I belong to 2 different WIs. They are both quite different. The Leiden one I belong to, which I particularly want to talk about, is quite similar to the monthly meeting in a way, the U3A monthly meeting, in that we generally have a speaker who gives us information, and then we can question them about it. And we have tea and cake, of course, because this is WI. WI is similar to U3A, and it's about friendship. It's about learning. It's about being together as a group. I joined Leiden WI prior to retirement, thinking about what I could do, because when I was working full time, I really didn't go out much socially in the evening. And I wanted things to do in an evening. And I went along wondering what it would be like. Heard a brilliant talk about Brunel and the history of his history in Swindon. The rest is history. I've just continued with Leiden WI, and then also joined another one because I like WI. I like the philosophy. It's a women's group, obviously. We do allow men at our quiz nights and things like that. And we rely on the men sometimes to come to help us with things. But it's about friendship and a safe place to make friends and be around. And in Swindon, there are 8 WIs at the moment, and some are afternoon WIs for people who are not keen to go out in an evening. Most are evening WIs.
A lot of people are nervous of joining things. They're not gregarious, probably. What would you say to them how is the best way to get involved with things like U3A and WI?
Well, you have to make that step yourself, which is quite tricky. So a phone call, and that's probably the hardest thing to do. I don't find that difficult because of my personality, my job or whatever. But make that phone call and get in touch. And certainly with WI and the U3A groups I've joined, I've been expected, and therefore somebody's been looking out for me. WI particularly, the two I go to, there is sort of a semi-system where newcomers are met and people say, come and sit with me. And then the time after they come, some WIs phone you up in between. U3A, I've not had the phoning up in between, but I suppose we get emails. So we're in. If you are techie and have an email, you're in contact.
So if you are interested in joining U3A, I'm not telling you how to join WI, but if you are interested in joining U3A, you can find out more by ringing Swindon 01793 614629 or go online to www.swindonu3a.org.uk, or alternatively you can email office@swindonu3a.org.uk. But better than all those things would be to put a note in your diary that the next Freshers' Fair will be on September 2nd at St Joseph's College in Ockertal Way. And that'll be open, it's a Saturday morning, open from 10 o'clock till 12:30. There you'll have the chance to meet many, many of the group organisers, learn out about what goes on, and you can even join up on the day. It's a well worth, it's a very valuable first step towards joining U3A, and you'll find a very warm welcome. And as always, there'll be tea and bickies. Jane, thanks ever so much for your information this morning and your chat, and long may you continue being a pillar of the U3A and of WI. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Martin. It's been a pleasure.